Hey girl, welcome to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, the podcast created to inspire entrepreneurial women to pursue their goals of building a business while creating a balanced life that they love. I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some amazing female founders who share what it takes to build and grow a successful business while putting balance and wellness at the forefront of it all. So if you're ready, let's hear from the girl behind the hustle. Hey girlfriends, so today's going to be a solo founder pep talk episode. So this just kind of kicks off from a space of I was talking to a friend a few weeks ago. Actually, I feel like at this point, it's probably been some months since we had this conversation. I was talking with Jessica from No Real Jewelry. Check out her website, norealjewelry.com, as well as her podcast, Sunday Jumpstart. Also, congrats to Jessica on her new little baby. So anyways, we were talking about the messy middle of entrepreneurship. And Jessica and I have both been entrepreneurs or freelancers for the past 8 or 10 years or so. So we aren't beginners in the game. We've crossed a couple humps of new entrepreneurship. We're seasoned entrepreneurs, but not as seasoned as the OG 15, 20, 30-year entrepreneurs. But I feel like at this level of entrepreneurship, there's not a lot of people talking about resources and the transitions and all the things like that that take place in the space that I've so affectionately named the messy middle. Because this is the point of entrepreneurship where you start wondering, is it time to pivot? What's next for me? Should I be doing something else? Is the course that I'm on still make sense for my life? Is it still aligned with purpose, or did I get distracted along the way? That's the part of entrepreneurship that not enough people are talking about, this part of the journey. I remember being a little girl and we took this road trip. We took a road trip to New Orleans as a kid. And I remember this road trip was probably about 16 hours coming from Chicago. And so when you think about that 16-hour journey, it was so overwhelming thinking, I'm going to be in the car with my sisters for 16 hours. What in the world am I going to do? So we get on the road. We pick up the car from the rental car place, drop our car off, stuff all of our bags in the trunk. We go to the store, get our goodies, bring our toys, get our journals, get our pillows. And, you know, we're enjoying the ride. We're playing the games. We're stopping for snacks at the Oasis. Now, along this journey, we get about maybe 6-7 hours in, and our parents stopped over in Tennessee. We went to Memphis. They had already thought about this. Now, neither me or my sisters were aware that we were actually going to be stopping somewhere along this journey to New Orleans. But my parents, they had already thought it out. When we found out we were taking the trip, we just knew that, okay, this is just going to be stuck in the car for the 16 hours, but they had already planned out stops along the way. We didn't have to do anything. They had already worked it all out for us. So we weren't going straight to New Orleans. They had decided to stop in Memphis and allow us to rest. They weren't going to make us take this extremely long road trip without pausing. It was already thought out. It already been planned for us. And the only thing that we had to do was be in the car and be ready and able to take the ride. So we stopped in Memphis and we spent the night. We went to the museums and stopped at the really nice blues restaurant in the morning for brunch, and we got back on the road. See, my parents knew us well enough to know that we would get tired taking that trip. We would be absolutely exhausted from being in the car for so many hours. We'd be cranky and frustrated. We probably would want to go back home. They already knew. They knew that stopping in Memphis would refuel us. I think about that now and how they already knew what that journey consisted of and how on our entrepreneurial journey, we don't know what stops we're going to take. We don't know how it's all going to happen. We don't know when exactly the time will come for us to pivot or to pause, but it's already planned out and it's already worked out far in advance. Entrepreneurship is never a straight journey, and sometimes you feel like if you go off course, you start questioning if you're doing this right, if you should be pivoting. Maybe you should be stopping. But what if you thought about your journey in a way that you understood that everything is already working out for you, that it's already planned out, and that you can do no wrong, whether you pause or you pivot, it's already works out in your favor. What if you knew that this pause was already planned as a part of your journey, that this pivot was necessary to get you to your next thing or your next great idea, and that it's already taken care of no matter where you are along that journey, the stop or the pivot, because of those who know and those who have already done that it's going to happen, that those moments will place you exactly where you're meant to be. The rest stops and the pauses, that if you just chose to trust in the ebbs and flows and the ways of the entrepreneur journey, that it's all working out in your favor and it's all working together for your good. See, that's the soft skill, and that's the strengths that no one talks about, that honestly is probably the biggest strength and the most priceless characteristic of being a successful entrepreneur, is really just having the tenacity to stay focused. And even if what your focus is, even if that changes. So right now I'm thinking of my focus is, where do I want to go in my career? Is the work that I'm doing, the questions that I'm currently asking myself before I take on a project, before I work with a client, before I transition to another job, the biggest question I ask myself is it impactful? Is the work that I'm doing impactful? Does it make sense for what the bigger picture is here? And I hope that if you're like me and you're in this messy middle, that you stay and that you sit in it and that you aren't afraid to just sit in it. And that you aren't afraid to rewrite your story, because maybe what you wanted back then is not the same as what you need right now. I think about Destiny's Child, and when they broke up and Beyoncé decided to go off on her own, and when they split, that was probably the messy middle. When Oprah decided to stop the Oprah Show and launch the OWN Network and O Magazine, that was probably her messy middle. Or even when Jordan decided to leave basketball and switch to baseball, and we were all wondering what the hell is going on. I'm sure that's his messy middle. And there's probably 1,000 other instances where we were on the outside trying to figure out why the changes and the pivots were happening. That was probably their messy middle. And so if you're at a place where you're inside and you're at a part of your journey where you're at your messy middle, I hope you make the decision that serves you the best. And I hope you pause long enough to figure out what that decision is. And I hope in knowing that we've all been there and in this messy middle, that it gives you some type of hope or inspiration that you can keep going and that you'll figure it all out. If you're enjoying these pep talks, leave me a message. Send me a DM on Instagram at Girl Behind the Hustle. Or if you're listening and you want to tag Girl Behind the Hustle in your stories, let me know what you think about these founder pep talks. Should I keep them going or pause? And you're just here for the interviews. Let me know. Until next time, thank you so much for listening today. Hustle and Grace.